People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans. And coach, this is our final segment of our final show. And we saved the Simone ballot, the 10 semifinalists, for last here. And, you know, we talked with Ryan and Mike earlier about the process and how things went. And, you know, this year was a good year. You know, you've got a couple guys who probably topped the list just in terms of what they've accomplished this year, and Graham Mertz and C.J. Price. But really, there was a lot of great players this season. And I kind of wanted to start off by highlighting a couple of them that some people maybe haven't seen play and don't understand the impact. And I'm going to start right off the top with Jack Roberts, the senior quarterback of Shawnee Mission South. You know, only threw for 11 touchdowns and 1,100 yards, but he ran for 1,330 yards and 15 touchdowns for a team that went 7-3, first winning season in, I don't know, two decades, almost three decades. You saw him play a few times. This is a guy who I think that nobody was talking about when the season started, and now he's a semifinalist for the Simone Award.
And I think the thing that's impressive about him is how physical he is. He's extremely physical. When he runs the football, he makes good yards, and he's got great vision downfield in the passing game. And you know what? They went from a 3-6 team to a 7-3 team, and I think it was primarily due to how he stepped up his senior year.
Yeah, that really turned around. And, you know, a couple of years ago, there was a bit of a mutiny with some seniors and some of the sophomores that were playing, and he was one of those sophomores. And this group of seniors really stepped up and changed the culture at Shawnee Mission South. I mean, since we've been doing this radio show, and Preps KC was almost, you know, 10 full seasons of the radio show, Shawnee Mission South has not – I mean, three wins was a great season. I think they won 4 or 5 a few years ago, four, and got into the postseason in a district, coming out of a weak district, and that was like the high watermark. And good coaches that were there, it wasn't necessarily – Ryan Lonergan and Brandon Claypool were there before when we started, and there's been some other coaches that were there, but just not the talent pool that they've had. But this year, this group that played a lot as sophomores really stepped forward, and Jack Roberts led them.
And he just was a great leader on the field, and that entire football team had great body language the two times I saw him play, and he definitely had the best body language of any of them.
Well, okay, let's go now and check in here and just kind of start off with Mertz. What a finish to his season, Coach.
What a finish to his career.
Yeah. 4,000 yards, 51 touchdowns, breaks Carter Putz's mark there. Had 10 interceptions, a few more interceptions this year, but his yards per attempt were up. His yards per completion were up. His passing percentage was right there at 61%, about the same as last year. He really took his game to another level the last 5-6 weeks of the season.
And I think what's exciting about him is we hope 3 years from now we're looking at college football on Saturday afternoon and seeing him have the same kind of career at the next level.
You know, we saw Drew Locke and Skylar Thompson come through here and really good players, and they're making impacts on Saturdays. And who knows, Graham could be the next one there. Okay, another one, Ben Coble, the Lee Summit West quarterback. A great year for him as well. Had some really good receivers, 2,500 yards, 29 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions. You've seen him play. Some people might call him a game manager, but he really just triggered that offense. I think he's more of a trigger man with some great athletes and getting them in the position. And his accuracy is something I think a lot of people don't really take for granted.
I think trigger man is a much better description of what he can do rather than a game manager. He definitely was the factor that made them an extremely competitive team with minimal losses.
Yeah. All right, another one, Alex Roush, a senior at Liberty. Just an outstanding season, 2,200 yards passing, 19 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. And really, Liberty, you know, they lost Thomas Heinrichs and Robert Rowey off of last year's team and were really pretty almost the same. I mean, that just shows that they're kind of back to being able to be a program that's not just, you know, relying on one senior class. And Alex Roush was a big reason for that this year.
And that has a lot to do with their coaching staff. They were able to adapt and use him as a weapon after they lost those two good running backs.
Avion Bailey is on the ballot as well as a semifinalist from Blue Springs. You know, he got going a little later because I think he was playing a lot of defense. Their offense was challenged. Everybody knew he was getting the ball. 1,814 yards and 19 touchdowns. That's tough when everybody knows you're getting it.
There's no question that everybody they played had lots of people in the box, outnumbered that offensive line. He still made yards, and he was extremely successful yards after contact.
Another back, Damon Sanchez, is a semifinalist from Olathe North. And I tell you, you know, he had a running mate back there in Arlen Bruce IV, along with the next two guys we're going to talk about. We'll be talking about him the next few years. But really, Damon Sanchez was kind of the anchor for that rushing attack from Olathe North. 2,413 yards, 29 touchdowns.
Unbelievable. Had a great season. He's got a great athletic skills.
Okay, next one up here is sophomore Tank Young from St. Thomas Aquinas, Coach.
Not very many times have we seen a sophomore on the final 10.
Yeah, and you know, he missed some games for injury, didn't play in the semifinal game, didn't play in the first-round playoff game as well, but 300 yards, four touchdowns in that state championship game. He running behind a great offensive line, and we talked about, you know, Joe Machowski on the Buchanan semifinalist list, and there's another one, I think it's the Roberts kid that's the sophomore there. They've got a great offensive line, but his ability to be quick burst and get through those big linemen, how tough is that to defend when you've got a little guy coming through big linemen?
I'm sure it's extremely tough, and it's probably not a whole lot of fun either.
Okay, next up, C.J. Price. We've been talking about him all season long. Linebacker, running back. There's two guys who are kind of in the same mode. C.J. finished with 3,022 yards in just 11 games, 38 touchdowns. And then Jack Stanine, another two-way player from Lawrence Free State Senior, broke the all-time Free State rushing record for Bob Lisher in his last year. 1,300 yards, 16 touchdowns. But his defense impact was huge for them.
And he did, not only is he a difference maker, he makes a difference in the game. There's no question about that.
The last guy we'll talk about is Joe Campbell from Raytown, the junior. We talk about Tank Young. We talk about Joe Campbell. I don't know if they're winning it this year, but we're talking about two guys who probably will be on that list next year.
Joe Campbell's got to be on a lot of people's watch list. He is so physical.
Yeah, 27-89, 31 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, and really, you know, kind of willed them through some games. I mean, he had a great game against North Kansas City, a great game against Fort Osage, you know, Fort Osage team that would go on to win a state championship. Lost in the first round of the playoffs, that's one of those things they'll have to get past next year. But Joe Campbell, really an outstanding player for Raytown. And that's, you know, you kind of look ahead sometimes when you see this, and there's, you know, there's 8 seniors on this, which is usually about right. Every once in a while, you'll have an underclassman that'll get in there and have a finalist that'll get it. We've only had a handful, two guys who've won it as juniors in Dalvin Warmock and Nate Shieldhouse. And that's the thing. It's like it's pretty much a senior kind of thing. And we've got great seniors. And there's some other guys who were in the mix for this as well. Christian Carter was a guy who was discussed and voted on for this list. And, you know, when you look at some of these teams, the talent was – there was a depth of talent this year, I felt like. I felt like we had, you know, different guys. We had guys who were two-way players, and they were able to do that. When you see a guy who's like a Dineen or a Price who played both sides of the ball, or even the smaller class, like a Jonas Bennett for Odessa who played three, you know, wide receiver, running back, and D-back, what do you see out of those? If you were voting, would the two-way guy get a little more weight in your vote?
I think so. You know, there are a lot of variable factors that go in there, but I think you have to give those two-way players a lot of credit. They're on the field a lot of minutes of the game over a 10, 12, however many game season they have.
Well, and I will say this. I'm not on the quarterback side. I definitely know that Joe Campbell and Graham Mertz, if they had to go play safety, could play. Joe Campbell looks like a safety, doesn't he?
Or a linebacker.
Joe looks like he could play some linebacker. Well, the Simone, you know, we've said it before, the finalist announcement, we did the show in the past on Spectrum, that they're not really doing that anymore. Fox 4 stepped up, and on Sunday night they will announce the final four for all 5 awards and the Chiefs Coach of the Year. And it's exciting to see that we're at this point and see Fox 4 step up and do that announcement, and we're looking forward to that. Jason Lamb and I will be doing that. And Coach, with the changes, and we've talked a little bit about this all show long, with the changes of going to a neutral site and having at the end of the season and all stats counting all the way through, there's two schools of thought on that. Sometimes it's like, oh, well, it should be a regular season award. Somebody gets hot in the playoffs, but we kind of went and said, hey, it's a season award. If you get to play more games or if you help lead your team, that should have something to do with it. Which change do you like the most, or which change do you feel that maybe should have not been changed?
I think the thing I'm most excited about, because it's going to impact a lot of people, is the fact that it's a neutral site. I think that's fantastic.
Well, and it's, you know, it's a Sunday night. It's 6 o'clock at Olathe West, and The people of Olathe West stepped up and said, we'd love to host it. They are graciously just opening their doors and basically providing anything that's needed for the Simone Committee to put this on. And I know the family is really excited about that. And Jay Novacek, their principal, who's an AD, who's a former coach, who's, you know, kind of gets it. He's excited about it. And I think the neutral site is great. The atmosphere at the school was fantastic. But it was all pointed towards one of the 20. And even though that the other four awards, they could bring some people with them and they'd have that, and they got great cheers from the fans that were there and the kids. The ability to have, if I'm a Bell finalist, I can bring my entire family, my entire team if I want, because it's open seating. We'll see how many people show up. We have no idea how many people are going to show up. And there's overflow seating in there as well. You know, the fact that I could bring everybody to come share in that moment, what does that mean?
And you know what? It kind of delays who the ultimate winner is going to be, because nobody knows. When you're at Rockhurst High School or Blue Springs High School, you pretty much know who's won.
Yeah, you know when the press release comes out and you get in your car and you're heading over that way, that's where you're going. And so, you know, and when the award was just the one award, it was great. And now it's grown, and the family has done a fantastic job of allowing it to grow. And the committee's done a great job of trying to figure out where it fits. And we saw an opportunity this year to take a shot and go do some changes. You know, and we've done some things like we really liked the announcement show that we'd done the last few years. And that was a great showcase for the finalists. But now with this neutral site, we're going to have a red carpet that's going to come at five, between 5 and 6. The finalists will come in. They'll be interviewed by Brad Porter, and it really is going to be just a fun thing for them to do and get some even more recognition. You know, we announced the ballot, and we're talking about all the semifinalists this week. It kind of gives a nice lead in to things. And I think there's a lot of people who kind of know. I mean, the Simone Award is the biggest individual award in any sport in the city. And Dorena does a nice job with the basketball one, but it's not as big as Simone. I think there's a golf, the Gates is the volleyball one, I think. And then I think there's a golf one too, and they're all great things. But this is the premier one. But there's a lot of people who have never either watched the ceremony or attended a ceremony.
They never have an opportunity to.
Yeah, because it was on a Tuesday, usually at 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning at the school. This way it's going to be live streamed on Preps KC's YouTube channel, and people will be able to see it because it's been on TV, it's been on Spectrum, and not everybody gets Spectrum. So I think there's a lot of opportunity for people to understand what this award means to high school football and what it means to Kansas City. I know that I've known about it for 20 plus years, but really been involved the last like seven or eight. And it, to me, when you see some of the reactions of people for winning this, I remember Lee Summitt when they gave a letter patch to Tommy Simone, and he was a letterman at Lee Summitt. Even though he passed away when he was 12. I mean, there's some different things that are done, and you know, all these schools do a great job, but really now for it opened up for everyone that wants to go, until too many people show up, and then they'll have to figure out something else. But I think it really kind of will be able to share the impact with even more people.
I think the thing that has taken place this year is changes have been made, not just for change sake purposes, but for improving the program. What's already good, what's already a quality thing, is going to be better.
Yes, and the Chiefs Coach of the Year is now a part of it as well, and we'll be announcing those four finalists on Sunday night, along with the finalists and all the awards. And you know, it's I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's a great way to end the season. It's a little later than normal. Usually this time we were pretty close to done, but with the backing up of the season for Missouri, it's a little later, and we'll see how that goes. But no, it's been a great run and another great year of doing radio, and we'll be doing some off-season podcasting, Coach. And we thank you again for all your work this year, and I know it seems like we just started again, but here we are, we're finishing up.
Well, you know how much I appreciate this opportunity. It's a great opportunity, and I hope I've helped our whole situation.
Well, I just try and help you get out of the house on Thursday and Friday night, give you a place to go.
Exactly.
Well, that is our show for this week, and this is our final show of the year, and appreciate everything everybody's done. And like I said, there'll be more podcasts on our site, on PrepsKC.com and the PrepsKC app. And look for some exciting changes. We're doing some redesigns this offseason. It's going to be fun to see what we come up with. We're still in the planning stage of that. So appreciate everyone, all they've done. And look for more videos on YouTube, and follow us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And that's the best way to keep up with us. Well, you've been listening to PrepsKC's Football Friday Night. driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.